Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
To Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining us today. Joining me in the studio, CJ Gibson.
What's up?
Fran Mirabella.
Hey, Guardians.
And Sean Finnegan is back.
Chomp chomp.
There it is.
Sean, good to have you. I'm happy that you're on the show.
Glad to be back.
So on today's show, we're going to be talking about what we have been doing to level up as fast as possible to get ready for the raid. We're also going to react to the raid trailer that was just released. And we're going to talk about some of the weapons and armor that we have been enjoying. By the way, don't forget, you can watch this first at fireteamchat.ign.com, where it posts every Friday at 5. And then it will post one day later on youtube.com/fireteamchat. Also, about that raid, if you're watching this on IGN, I'm probably still in it. So,
exactly.
So come on over. It'll be on IGN.com, twitch.tv/IGN, youtube.com/IGN, and my own channel, twitch.tv/TheDestin channel.
Yep.
So check that out. YouTube.com/FireteamChat. We're pushing it
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Mixer.
So wherever you, yeah. Oh, I didn't say
pretty
that.
Pretty sure. Mixer. I don't know. We should
probably mixer.com/IGN. Yep. Regardless, I'm really excited for the raid.
Yeah.
I want to get your reactions to that trailer first. CJ?
So I'm super excited for the raid. We'll talk about that, I guess, in a second. But yeah, the trailer, it's funny. Fran and I were mentioning, there's a lot of Dark Below vibes. I can't remember the part in the beginning, when you drop down into the lanterns, part of the Dark Below. That's a little bit to me about what the Dreaming City has to offer right now. And I like it. It's a very kind of spooky Destiny, a little bit more visceral, a little scary, like that darker tone they were talking about. So super excited about this, right?
Yeah. Continuing with a darker tone. Yeah. Sean, you literally just watched it. What are your
thoughts? Yeah, I actually didn't know that a trailer dropped until you guys were like, we're going to talk about the trailer.
It dropped like 30 minutes before we started recording.
Oh, yeah. So it's been a busy day. I didn't have time to watch it, but I did just watch it before the show. It looks really cool. And you're right. It does have a very particular vibe about it.
Yeah.
I'm really interested to see more of potentially some puzzle mechanics. Do you guys ever play Dishonored 2? I won't spoil it.
I have not played Dishonored 2.
I won't spoil it, but there's a level in there where the whole level reshapes itself. I would love to see some of those. Yeah, I would love to see some of those mechanics in the Dreaming City, just because it feels like that kind of space.
Yeah,
yep.
That's awesome. What about you, Fran? What do you think?
Yeah, watching it, having gone to the Dreaming City, I'm definitely getting the vibes of this. Whatever's going on with Ascendant Challenge, with this other world versus the world you're in.
So cool.
Destiny even brought up, like, is that Mara? Like, what can we trust with what's going on here? Yeah. But what I can say mechanically, it looks cool, what little we've seen.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's going to have a lot to do with the Taken and Blights.
Yeah.
And we said, I don't think we're going to spoil Ascendant Challenge stuff, but if you go do Ascendant Challenges, the Dreaming City, I think that's a taste of what's to come, and a lot more probably.
We can actually talk about one of the public events.
Event Heroic version has it. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a public event in which it sends you to like the negative world, I'll call it.
Yeah, no, that's a great way to put it. The Taken world.
Yeah. And you have to like take out the bosses in there, and there's some cool stuff throughout the Dreaming City where you can explore some things. We won't talk about it any more than that, but the public event is a good taste. I like that. It's two new public event types. Then.
Dude, that doing that at public least. Event, one, that's a really tough public event.
Yes. Yeah.
Two, they like are, when you activate too. The heroic, I was
it's
doing
like,
it.
What?
Yeah. It blew my mind. Yeah. I was like, normally you just see, you know, you've joined a heroic event, mm-hmm. like public event, and you're like, oh, cool. And nothing really changes all
yeah,
that much.
Yeah.
And then you get portaled to this whole new world. And the first thing I did, I was with my friends who are new to Destiny 2, and I was like, this has not been done
yeah.
before.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
World. Yeah.
I like that a lot. Did you get to do it?
I didn't get a chance to do the public event yet. I've seen it, but I did get a chance to do the Senate Challenge. And yeah, when you're, I think that's what we've said this before about Lost Sectors, where you wanted to maybe, and I mean, actually, you do go back to some of Destiny 1 mechanics in a strike, but now this is very much a similar thing where you're in a space and then all of a sudden you're teleported somewhere else. It looks dramatically different. Mm-hmm. The gameplay mechanics are really cool and you feel afraid. Like I genuinely felt afraid in there.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
What's well, happening? It's really cool.
And that's actually a really good point is this, we all played Destiny for many thousands of hours at this point. It can be kind of a comfortable thing to have something kind of make you uneasy when you don't feel like you know what's going on or
running.
You don't have a grasp on it.
Yeah.
Like that's really exciting. So actually, credit to where it's due. Like this is a great example of Bungie taking something that we've been doing for a really long time and doing something new with it. And it's been a huge hit for me.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm wondering if the raid's going to implement any of these mechanics. Like you finish the zone and then like something happens where you're going to have to tackle it from a different perspective. Kind of like, remember Taken King, the raid, you would one person would have to get the orb, go to the other world.
Yeah, basically. Yes.
They can see platforms that you can't.
Actually, I was just about to riff on that. Like, think of what if they did something similar to what Leviathan does where you have half your raid in the real world, half your raid in the Ascendant Plane. You both have to, like, as teams of three, accomplish some objective and then come back together. That would be so cool.
I think you'll see. Yeah, it's funny. That's almost like a little bit of what goes on in Gauntlet, a little bit of what happened in King's Fall, like you said. So,
and even Atheon, the original raid
from
Vault.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Get a relic,
go
to the
worlds,
other side. Yep. I think we can count on going through a rift to the other side, which is a mechanic we already know.
Yeah.
Picking up orbs, which is happening very commonly in public events. And, but like that's what you guys were getting at. They've taken all the best of I think what we've learned.
Yes.
And honestly, I'm prepared to say that this may be the best raid. I don't know that yet, but
Brent has seen absolutely nothing, knows nothing about it, doesn't know how long
I've been out the
mechanic.
You can check out the review right now on IGN.
I'm Mr. Caveat. I've got really good vibes and watching the trailer, the style, like they've done such a good job of learning from the past. I do have newfound faith in they're seeing the game the way that I think we see it.
Yeah.
I think maybe they have for a while, but they've struggled to get there. But I just have a very high confidence level and I love the vibe of the Dreaming City.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see the raid.
Yeah.
And King's Fall was my top raid. That was my favorite. I always have liked Crota's End is the official name of the Dark Below one.
Yeah.
But
it may seem dumb.
I love those vibes.
It may seem dumb to you guys, but the thing about the Dreaming City, and I guess we'll just go right into like what we like about the Dreaming City. This is a really small thing. And it's the patrols.
Yeah.
They added NPCs that you actually talk to and they're like, hey, I'm having a tough time in the field. Can you go help me get this?
And they look
materials?
Like injured. They're like, oh, my arm, it hurts.
That's much more compelling to me than just like picking up a thing somebody talks in. And it's nice to see that they even paid attention to that little detail. That's something I've complained about forever.
You were complaining about it actually the day of the stream. And I already knew that had it in the Dreaming City.
Yeah.
And then when you went there, you're like, this is a real person. And I remember your reaction. I had the same thing when I saw it for the first time. So it is good. And I mean, we don't know what else is coming. So there could be things
like
that are transpiring in the Dreaming
City. I agree with you, but I like that the idea that the way it was a person came by and planted a radio on the ground and you could talk to him. Yeah. And instead, costs them a lot more. They got to pay someone to stand there. And you're like, it's so much better.
It's a subtle thing.
The feeling is better.
You have a connection with even an NPC.
They're not like this.
It just feels like a more lived-in world.
It does.
What's weird is that now, do you guys notice in the load-in zone, there's no more talking over comms at all? Now,
I love that.
So do you like that? Because a lot of people are saying, you know what?
I mean, you're flying in?
Yeah, like we're at war with Cabal. Like, you know, do you
miss our guardian's got a good look at the
some of the dialogue in the strikes are different, too.
I think
of the dialogue with Failsafe on Inverted Spires, like we did it. And, like,
I noticed that too, but one of the things going off that I wanted to point out is like the very first strike I did after completing the campaign was like Cade's voice again being like, hey, Guardian. And I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, that's a separate topic for another time.
It is.
Well, I will point it out.
Is that any weird for anyone else?
We don't want to talk about it now, but I was going to say, going back as heroic stories and stuff to the beginning, like playing with Kate again, it's fun, but it's weird.
It's different.
Whatever.
It's fun, but it's
separate topic. Separate topic.
Okay. It's weird when you go to the places, though, because Failsafe, yeah, have you gone talk to her since Cade's been dead?
No, yeah, she has really. New lines.
She freaks out. Yeah. She's like, the Cade unit no longer here. Yeah. And then she goes like,
she's a sad robot.
Bleh. She makes this really weird noise. I'm like, what is happening?
The tears. They burn.
Yeah. If you have not done it, go to Failsafe. It's pretty weird.
I thought I could, but
that's
I couldn't.
Awesome.
Key and Peele, look it up.
Key and Peele.
I like that a lot. So continuing on the Dreaming City, talked about patrols a little bit. What were some of your favorite things about that area, CJ?
I think just, the world in and of itself, how big it is. I love all the mystery to it. I like that. Sean and I were talking about this. There's a whole bunch that right now you don't even know if you're doing it right in Destiny. You're like, what is this thing? Activate this. Then this thing comes up. I don't know what this is. I only have so many minutes, like this ending challenge stuff. So yeah, the fact that everything is new, there's a lot of, you know, chat on Reddit, chat online. I really enjoy.
What?
It's a Key and Peele sketch.
I'm still laughing at this Key and Peele sketch. It's an inside joke. It's called Inside Insult Comic. Apologies.
All right. Inside joke laughing. That you and Key and Peele have?
No. It's a skit. Look it up. Insult it's a Comic. Anyway.
But I will say, I'm much enjoying, the discovery exploration moments. The fact that there is all this element of the unknown. Yeah, even just like min-maxing, how do you do your daily bounties and all that stuff, and what's the best way to power level up. And we can talk about that too, because we're all at different light levels. Yeah. Let you go around, then we'll talk about what we're at.
John, anything about the Dreaming City you wanted to comment on that you're really enjoying?
I mean, I think it's kind of a cop-out, but I think the design of the Dreaming City is awesome.
It's cool. Like, not a cop-out. It's so
gorgeous, man.
But I mean, true. I say it's a cop-out because, like, I think Destiny art in every zone has been really amazing. The levels look really great. The skyboxes are really, like, meticulously designed, and they look awesome. But I find myself just, like, stopping a lot and kind of just, like, looking around and being like, look where we are.
Yeah.
This is really cool.
Like, going into Blindwell, I'll go, like, look at the doorway structures and think about, like, the guy who had to model that and all the intricate little details on, like, the trim
But in addition to that, like, one, they make it really beautiful to look at just on the surface level, right?
Yeah.
But I also find myself, like, there are definitely doorways, like, that's definitely going to be a door at some point. I will be able to go there. Like, there are a lot of things that you can see, like, oh, this is closed off a little bit for now. And, like, how it opens. How it opens. Oh, for great little
this
wink.
Is closed
this,
off.
This is closed off for some people. That we should talk about. Are we talking about that?
What?
Exploits and stuff, I think.
Yeah.
But,
it was just a big discussion point for the
I don't know. Get to raid chest?
People glitched and got the raid chest, which really annoying, some people say that they got them with
I mean
perks, but mostly it was just weapons and
well,
armor.
But you know I what I mean. Someone got mods out of it.
I don't want to derail. We were talking about the Dreaming City, but like I was interested because that was a pretty controversial point that happened this week. Anyway, Dreaming City, I really love a lot of the way it's laid out. The architecture. I love how vertical it is. Like you spend a lot of time kind of going up and up and down and down. That's
even
really
one of the
lost
sectors, like under the waterfall down there. Yeah.
Yep. And again, just the design of it is really cool.
Yeah, it's like you said, all of the areas they've designed, like they're all beautiful because their art teams are great, but this is more ornate, I would say, and layered and just, there's so much going on. Like you said, there's spines that go up high. There's underground areas and you're still like, I'm finding stuff all the time and I'm like, I really want to go there, but man, I got to get to the Blind Well. Mm-hmm. Destin's waiting for me. So
it's a good mix of indoor and outdoor too. Like
it's beautiful.
Awesome.
It is definitely my favorite place to just go around. And I just like the fantastical nature. Like as much as I like to go into the moon and I went to Mars, they sort of have call it an expected feel. This is a very unexpected.
Yeah.
And I like high fantasy. I like I keep bringing it up, but Dark Tower by Stephen King is one of my favorite Western fantasy type novel series, and it totally draws on vibes of that. I don't know if that's out there intentional. I'd love to know if they were inspired by it. It's almost what I envisioned with this beautiful otherworldly city. But
I mean, it would fit right in, like thematically.
They have this huge watchtower.
Well, I mean, not even just that, but
the
whole thing.
The gunslinger.
Yeah, it's a Western.
Yeah, it draws from it. If you have not read the Dark Tower series, check it out. But
Sorry.
I was just going to say, Dreaming City is amazing. That was a feather in the cap.
I just want to talk about what we all have been doing. We've been grinding for power levels.
Grinding.
I hit 541 and a half.
That's impressive.
Before coming in here on my first character for week two. They also addressed the Power Engram exploit. I don't know if everybody's seen that already on the show, but they are going to pop tomorrow, Thursday.
You mean Power Engram weekly bug.
Weekly bug,
that
Prime Engram.
So those are going to pop on Thursday. So, keep an eye out for it. So that's their fix. They've addressed it. If you were affected by it, you can still do the grind to get raided.
So the only thing I don't understand with that, so that I've not tried, but as I understand it, if you did the weekly and you got a 500 drop for your power.
And it was bugged.
It was bugged and everybody's mad. I thought that was only people that did it twice, but apparently it caught some people right in the middle of resets or whatever.
Yeah.
If it was weird for you, it's going to be made good.
Right. So I understand that. But in my situation, I had understood previously, as Bungie has tried to figure this out, that, for example, on Sunday night after the Saturday reset accident, I did my weekly, you know, I did one of my weeklies. I thought those people that this week's reset, you know, you weren't going to be able to do it is what they said. So I'm still unclear if that part's fixed. But
well, if it pops for you, you're going to get it. And if it doesn't, you're not.
But I was just going to say, it's an open question, but try your weekly if you thought you're caught in that. I actually think it's going to pop. So I think that part was fixed. It's just if you missed out, they're going to gift you this stuff.
I think the number one in the world right now is 551. It's like Grenader Jake's up there. Yeah. And actually, some people
Giggs is up there too, I think.
Giggs wasn't up there when I looked before the show.
Okay.
But he was 549.
Yeah, he was at one point in time.
I would call that
crazy.
Up there.
Oh, yeah. It's Giggs insane. Had two characters up there on different platforms. It was kind of
might be
a different gigs. Anyway, so what are you guys doing? Is there anything special that you're doing, CJ?
No, I mean, the weird thing, I think, when we're talking about the amount of stuff. Now, I hear what you're saying about missing some of those Prime Engrams, because right now, I think, or Power Engrams, when you're trying to do it within the context of doing Worlds versus the Raid, it's super important. But I've been playing almost like 8 to 10 hours a day. It's a long time to even just get, but that's my point. It's a long time even to just get the regular Power Engrams. Like, I don't feel in this situation that I don't have anything to do. Like, even just a grind for the Power Engrams.
Yeah.
Doing dailies, whether it's Crucible or Three Strikes or, you know, wherever it is, like the adventures.
Adventure.
Yeah, like, there's a lot to do. So, I mean, from that standpoint, I'm at, I think, power level 531, and I do not feel bored whatsoever, and there's a lot to do.
Yeah, there's just tons to do. Like, and they basically reward you for checking out all the different game modes. I actually went back and did Escalation Protocol for the Clan XP, and it actually was really fun. A bunch of people are just doing Tier 1s and going from north to south.
Yeah.
I actually went all the way through to a Tier 8, and you can actually just start again on – if you get to Tier 7, you can just keep doing that. They changed it so you don't have to
stay on the tier 7.
You can stay on tier 7. Yeah. They just let you do it that way without a bugger.
If you activate it within like 30 seconds, there's some amount of time you can go back one tier.
Oh, they turned to what we were trying to bug before, exploit, I should say, into a mechanic, which is nice.
There'd not be much Destiny without exploiting the cheese. I mean, it is part of the grind, and especially like that's why when we talk about some of these things, I understand people maximizing their time, especially in this first week. So, you know, when the raid's only
It's happening now.
If you're watching, we're recording this earlier.
So for me, one of the strategies I've been using is I just did my main this week, and all of his armor was holding him back, right?
Yeah.
So the first thing that I try and do, or something I try and do really early, is I actually do Petra's thing, because when you do the three weeklies, it drops a bunch of armor.
Yeah.
And that can like. That jumped me three light levels immediately. And then I tried to piecemeal out the rest, because it's such a significant drop every week.
Yeah.
It's a really valuable one to do early on, and then sort of try and get the remaining pieces.
Yep.
What about you, Fran?
That was what I was going to bring up. I'm still miffed about the fact that I got bugged out the first week because of the offering that drops from the well. My inventory got full because it filled up with these tiers that you could put into the well. And anyway, so I lost it, but that meant I'm not going to get that. So I couldn't finish my weekly. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't get this chest drop with armor.
And that held you back.
So it held me back. But last night I was playing, and I bumped within like 4 hours. I went like five levels, which is a faster rate.
That's fast.
Normally you get like 1 hour at best.
Yeah.
So anyway, absolutely go to the Dreaming City and do those weeklies, do the well and the offering and that whole deal. And I think that's one of the best ways to start. Beyond that, I was just going to say the beauty of it is, you don't have to think about it too much. You know what? I'm going to do the Gambit weekly. Mm-hmm. Boom. Power.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do this or that. Like, invest time in, like, you should know by now. Like, doing a daily heroic adventure. All right. Start there, because that's like 10 minutes and you get a power Engram. So I feel like they've made it very clear.
And then it's a grenade launcher.
And then you get one of your
grenades.
Edge, Edge transit.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
But
Edge transit and 10 paces. Yeah, the weapons I get.
That you know, as we resolve some of these bugs, it's just like go do what you need to do and do it how you want. It's at that point where I think they tried to do it in Destiny 2 with the director, but it really wasn't there, and the power wasn't there. Mm-hmm. It didn't feel like it was. So now, do whatever you want, but start with the Dreaming City and that offering drop.
How's it been going for you, Sean? What are your struggles? Is there anything you like about it? Does it feel easy?
Yeah, so it doesn't feel easy. Like going off what CJ was saying, I think what's most exciting about this is I don't have exactly a great grasp on what I'm doing or if I'm doing it in the most efficient way, which is kind of cool, right? Yeah, well, I'm worried I'm kind of like not doing things.
Well, am I doing the right power engram right now?
Well, not even the right one. Like obviously, if you see something that rewards a power engram, you want to do that because you know it's going to be an upgrade for you. That's so you're trying to do that. But like, for instance, I got stuck for a long time trying to figure out how to get the weekly, it's not a bounty, it's a quest step from Petra that involves getting the dark fragments. It's called Portal to Another World, Way to Another World or something like that. The thing that allows you to do the offering.
Right.
I didn't know you had to go do a different bounty before through the getting a bunch of dark fragments.
Yes.
So I spent a lot of time just trying to figure it out before finally like giving up and looking it up and being like, oh, I'm doing this totally wrong. So I know that in the past I've gotten on Bungie for not explicitly stating things about mechanics, not stacking or ability sharing cooldowns and stuff. In that respect, I think that that's probably a problem. But where this ambiguity does really pay off is in situations like this where they don't explain why this bounty, why that bounty, how to progress to the next step. It's on you to kind of figure it out. Mm-hmm. It lends you this sense of unexpectedness, this little sense of uneasiness, which I think is really cool, that I haven't had for a long time. So I'm sitting at 522 right now. I think I can hit 524 if I put on gear and weapons that aren't good or don't look cool.
But so if you're 524
but they roughly, can, but they can stay in your inventory. You know that, right?
That's the other thing is I've been, my vault is filling up very quickly because I'm an impulsive guy. Like in the past, I've been like, that's dumb. And I dismantle it.
Yeah,
and then like a week later, Bones like, you needed that. And I was like, So I've been trying not to do that.
Yeah.
So a lot of, you know, my vault's filling up. I'm collecting armor and all that. Also, you know, I'm holding on to armor because I'm looking at
the stats,
random rolls. Yeah, I'm like, is this the best one? Am I going to find a better one? Like, I don't know.
I spent so much time in my inventory looking at the perks on the things.
I'm like,
all right, well, I'm not going to use that particular bow perk, or I don't need grenades, recharge your shield, you know, for Titan.
But I will say, now that all the armor has different mods, and I mean, we can talk about some of them maybe a little bit. Like, a lot of the arms have, like, the reloader perk. The helmet usually has a combination of, like, you know, stability and targeting and stuff like that. How you play, you know, you want, obviously, you still want to look good. I will say I'm pulling a Fran in a lot of these situations because there's certain things that I go like, hey,
Hunter's a disaster.
Yeah, right. So is mine. I was going to take a photo of my guy and I was like, wow, he looks terrible. I don't think I'm going to do that.
At least put shaders on that stuff.
But you got that chicken animation.
But you got that chicken. I got the chicken. I flex with him.
Yep.
But then, yeah, so now when you start to do that, whatever kit you kind of like for PvE or PvP, you'll keep certain armor perks. Even if it is a disaster Frankenstein kit, because in case you need it. So that I really, really do enjoy.
Speaking of loadouts, did you guys know the sunglasses with mustache emote is Sam making sound effects?
Wait, no. Dave Samuel.
It's Dave Samuel.
Dave Samuel. Yeah, that's not what I meant.
Yeah, he does the he does the Titan like
he does.
And he does the finger snap.
Yeah,
I don't even know how.
So I haven't seen that emote other than in the wild briefly.
Yeah.
Are you saying that it's actually supposed to be him?
It is.
I saw him directing the person. They put a behind the scenes video up. You can check it out on Twitter. Are you saying that it's supposed to be him?
Yeah,
it is.
he does
have the glasses and the mustache stuff. That's actually
that's
Dave.
So
that's
amazing.
Really cool.
Totally.
That's a nice inside community Easter egg. Because I didn't know what it was either. I thought it was like party glasses with a mustache. I don't know.
Me too.
You know, dude, somebody took our IGN when he did the Vidox and our IGN first.
Describing the new
class. They took a remix of it and somebody remixed it together. It's a combination of all those things. It's really, really cool.
Before we move on to all the web stuff, one last pro tip is the Prime Attunement. And that's why even more so, I would say, I'm curious if you guys agree, with Prime Attunement, I would recommend going to the Dreaming City, into the well. Yeah. It all lines up because you have all these yellow bars.
Yeah.
So I just feel like that's the best place to get started.
If you actually do it.
If you're a Telesto expert, you're still going to get a lot of those yellow bars at the very end boss scene, though. Yeah. So I don't know if you guys agree, but I think it's the best place to start for all those reasons. And we were talking about this today. I'm pretty sure with Prime Attunement, you have it and you can get between something like 1 and 3 engrams before it disappears.
Some people think it stacks. I haven't heard any clear
it's a little fuzzy
from Bungie about how it works, but I kept getting Prime engrams on my Hunter and I'm like, why do I still have this attunement?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll
but that's
take it.
It
and
but
so
I don't know why I have it. I think it's cool. I think it's an RNG element that if you still got it, keep going.
Yeah.
If you lose it, you lost it for the day. So, but it's a great way to do it at the well.
And this was some of the reasons why there was issues, like, cause people were talking about farming them and there's been conversations
well,
out
like,
there, right?
So. They're like, don't do this. But if you do this, you can farm them.
Yeah.
But then we're going to just lock you out for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's actually the part that I found really interesting about it.
Yeah.
Is that Bungie took action at all?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
well,
they did with the raid chest too. The raid chest thing, they locked it. They said they're not going to remove it from people's inventory, but yeah.
Yeah. With the Prime thing, they didn't take action. What they said was you were basically cashing in on future weeks.
Right.
You were basically like taking away all your future days or something,
yeah.
And so now you're not going to get it potentially.
That's so. That's,
who knows?
Now, so I don't know what the exploit is.
Now. We're not gonna
coding.
So yeah,
coding
I don't know what the exploit is. If it's sort of breaking the game or unfair, but yes, there was an argument to be made by many in the community I've heard, which is like, dude, I'm doing it anyway because I want to play that raid, and I don't care about after, but. If it's a true exploit, I would be very careful. If you're going for Worlds First, if you're walking around with some of these raid mods before you beat the raid, they might be able to track that and say, sorry, you exploited the raid chest. So be careful with that if you care about
that
stuff.
They do.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would love to spend an actual topic talking about that at some point.
The exploits?
Exploits and stuff in Destiny. Because
I
would love to hear more about what you guys think about this.
I mean, let's see how the raid plays out.
And
I think it's going to be a non-factor.
Me too. I hope so too, because if you have to be, say, 550 but to get in, I'm pretty worried sitting here at 525.
Check. Right here, raise your hand if you didn't cheese the bridge on Crota or potentially unplug the internet connection.
You mean like fly across it with a sword?
I never did that, but my teammates were like, check this out. I pushed Templar off with grenades and tripped the dude off the side.
All kinds of
stuff.
And
they made a joke about it.
Yeah. You know? I think to Sean's point, though, if we have that be a topic in the future, there's scenarios where you kind of need to do it, and that's why we do it. There's other scenarios where you're kind of trying to like take advantage of it, and I think it's two different.
I want to be there to be part of the experience of finding some cool, mysterious
thing. That's the thing. Is
not to the detriment of ruining my raid experience.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that's what Bungie wants, is they don't want the raid experience to be compromised. But like in terms of whether or not players or the community is right or wrong.
Yeah, that's objective.
In terms of like using exploits to your advantage. I personally line up overwhelmingly on one side of this issue, but I know that you and I had a big discussion on Discord about it. I would love to hear where you guys weigh in. Maybe it's a larger topic that we can't get into here.
Let's save it for another episode.
I think it is.
Just because we could go for a while.
And where I'll end off with that is that I think the issue is the world's first. That's the issue because there's a race. If there was no race in there, there's a belt. We saw it online. That I think is the issue.
Well, I think it was that plus what Sean said about does it kind of ruin the experience of the raid. But
Well, so I was actually trying to get the chest, and as soon as I heard that there might be raid mechanics in there, I'm like, I don't care, I'm out.
Yeah,
I don't want.
I don't want any part.
Why would I want to do?
No
that?
Way.
So
me too.
Anyway, so getting into armor and gear, what are you guys excited about? Did you do that challenge to get the one mod that you get for your?
You can
armor
do a challenge to get a mod. What?
Yeah, it's one of the things the queen gives you.
Is that this week?
It's from last week. It's still in your inventory. It doesn't go away.
Must have already got it then.
You have to go into a secret area and kill these really tough knights.
The queen.
The ascendant
gem. One who's dead, right?
Somebody.
We now have
Overtop
Dreaming
City. I mean, I think it's fair. You're talking about doing ascendant challenges, right?
Yeah.
But we're not describing how to do it, right? But it's a bounty.
It's just a bounty that you got. I was wondering if you guys got the mod or not, because we're talking about gear.
Do you get the mod only by doing something specific in the challenge, or get it from the bounty?
It's a bounty, dude.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. I don't know what it was that I missed.
Well, don't delete it.
You might need it.
It's a raid bounty, and if you get it, apparently you do more damage.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wait. Because of the whole, like... I think it was the offering bounty maybe that gives it. Is this the Petra bounty you get?
I believe
something?
So, yeah.
That one comes from the one I couldn't finish last week, and I just got two of them is why I'm saying this. So I have two sitting there. Okay. So apparently that's how you get it. But I don't have one yet, but I'll have one before the
Okay, well, it gives you a mod that makes you do more damage while in the Dreaming City. And, like, you take a little more, but you do, like, 10 – it's like you do 10 times more, but you take 1%.
That also drops, too. That's Riven's Curse or whatever.
I believe so.
Riven's Curse. Which is – you take more damage, but do more damage.
Yeah. And it's in the Reverie set. So did you guys get the set yet?
I have.
So you'll find it on some of the armor.
Set, by the way.
Yeah, it's awesome. The armor's looks amazing. Looks really, really good.
Really, really like that. Perk-wise, CJ, I mean, you have a whole bunch of notes here because you're really looking into it. Yeah. I just kind of look for stuff that I like faster reload on the gun, on like hand cannon,
Rampage,
and pulse
and Outlaw.
Scouts are bugged right now, so I don't even use them really. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Wait, why are they
There's nothing.
They don't do as much. Like, a hand cannon does 1,200 damage and a scout does 300. Something's wrong.
It's the regular. It's like the what is it? The usual suspects, right? You want Rampage, you want Kill Clip, you want Outlaw. Those are the ones I'm using on all my weapons. If I see those, I'm like, keeping that.
Yeah. Rampage, Kill Clip.
So,
I mean, I kind of joked. Wait, was it in this? Or was it off camera? I can't remember. But I'm using, because it's so good and because it has Outlaw.
It was off camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still using Midnight Coupe, which is great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, we asked him what guns and perks he was using. He was like, a little thing called Midnight Coupe. Like,
so you must be like, using it first.
Yeah. I was going to say. It's got no new rolls on it, right?
You must be infusing it all over the place.
Well, I infused it once to 507 and then once again to 524.
It's a beautiful.
Because, like, infusion's tough. You kind of got to make your choices.
I interrupted you last week, but how do you feel about it a week later about the infusion system and the limitation on
I don't know. I'm kind of lazy, so I don't like it. Like, it's hard.
Yeah,
like, you have to make choices. Like, I like the idea of having to be a little bit more strategic with when and where you infuse things. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think I need a little bit more time to render a verdict as to whether it's better than the old infusion system. Because I do think the old infusion system was too easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I might still be on the part of the fence that says, like, this is too hard. Like, the fact that it requires Masterworks cores and a resource that you can't easily get
materials, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but now I have to go out into the world.
It's
and
only
farm
week
things
one,
like
man.
Destiny
and you're
1.0.
Sitting on a pile. But no, I'm not saying
there's multiple ways to get those resources.
Yes,
though.
I know.
And bounties.
That's why I differ on the point that you're on the side of most of the community, and I just don't agree.
Yeah,
it's fine. That's fine.
And the thing is, you can buy most of that stuff at Spider for Glimmer Legendary Shards. You can get the Masterwork cores for 10 Legendary Shards. I have 1,300. So I'm not in the camp of I'm coming in to Forsaken.
It's too early to say.
Well, yeah, honestly, I totally get that. And, like, to your point, I'm not quite on that side yet. This is my sense, but I feel like I want to.
Spider sense.
Yeah. I want to know. I want to know how this mechanic progresses over time and how, if it gets easier or if it gets harder or if it stays the same at higher light levels is kind of where my head's at.
But the bounties and all that stuff, like, to go along with what Destin's saying, like, the spider gives you an incentive to use your glimmer. Like, I really like the fact that he's there.
That.
Yeah, he's there.
There's
bounties, exactly.
But, like,
and you have an incentive to go into all these other places from the dailies to the bounties and all that other stuff.
Okay, so, but that's just one aspect of it. Like, what about the Masterworks course?
Yeah, for sure.
Those were already hard to come by.
Yeah, it is. There's an economy thing in there.
So, we started on a topic
of
armor and weapons.
Yeah, I was going to suggest, what CJ and I had talked about this topic. Yeah. The goal of the topic, as I understood it, was we were going to talk about some of our favorite weapons with the perks and our recommendations.
Okay. Yeah.
Not just general, because that's only so useful. I mean, it is, but, like, let's dial it in. For example, if you get a grenade launcher, actually look for the proximity perk.
Yes.
That's the one you need. So maybe can we make some recommendations?
Yeah, you guys go ahead because I can just I'll just randomly tell you what
we start with my short list.
Yeah, you do it.
Rampage.
I don't want to brag. It's not a god roll, but I got the Duke, the hand cannon.
Of course.
Amazing. It's with Outlaw and not rangefinder. It's with Outlaw and Rampage, but it's awesome. Wow. So high
that's
range.
Great, Fran.
It's amazing.
Exactly. Fran
look
is,
for, first of
so
all,
happy for you.
But this is serious.
RNG.
If you don't have it, look for the Duke and be careful, right? You don't want to be impatient and accidentally delete it.
Yeah.
Go figure. I mentioned last week, and I got the Go Figure Pulse.
That's great.
Also got Rampage, and I might have got Outlaw on that one too.
I hope your computer explodes again.
And then last recommendation
during the raid,
and I'll let you guys recommend some.
I'm jealous.
Is obviously Retold Tau is a shotgun a lot of people are using in the Crucible, but you really need to get shotguns with full choke on it. And my experience, at least so far,
for range.
So what full choke does instead of the spread, it dials it in. And I can tell you, I had Retold Tail and I was like, this range is
field
awesome.
Choke?
Full choke.
It's a different thing.
It's a full choke.
Because there's something called field choke.
Yeah, I think there is. It's not that. It's a full choke.
Okay.
So anyway.
Not a half.
It's not a half or in the field. It's a full choke. So, anyway, if you get Retold Tail as an example, I don't know if you've seen this. I know you play a lot of Crucible, CJ.
Yes.
I was running around with a Retold Tail, and it was great, but I'd run up sometimes and it would just like miss. Mm-hmm. Like almost like I'd be here, but it just like sprayed, you know?
Yeah.
Anybody who watches my stream knows I encounter that problem.
So, hopefully this is accurate. It was recommended to me. Full choke. And man, I tried, it's like Parcel and Stardust is another one, but I tried them both with full choke. They were awesome.
Yeah.
So those are my recommendations. I'm excited about the roles, man.
I know. I mean, that's what's cool. So
I'm very jealous.
I haven't got a chance to dive into many of them, but I got a few. I've not yet found my, I'd say maybe Hawk Moon or Ice Luna.
I knew it was coming. It's not an Ice Luna, but it's
Duke
nice.
Is ridiculous. I have one with just one of the perks that are good, Kill Clip, where multiple kills, and it's like pop. Everything is one shot now.
But
ridiculous.
So Ace of Spades is disgusting.
I noticed it. What are you talking about just overall here? Because I noticed it a lot.
But we're looking for random rolls and guns to look for. I mean, you could recommend exotics. That's fair.
again.
So Ace of Spades. Thanks, CJ.
Waking Vigil. So Waking Vigil is the, it's a elemental hand cannon. It's disgustingly good. I actually didn't get a great roll on it, but I do know that when you start like, kitting yourself out with the right perks, it feels really good. As close to Ice Luna as I've come, and I'm a controller user, it's just one of those weapons. It's got a fast firing cadence, I think, of 150, so it's a little bit Midnight Coup-esque, and it feels and looks good. Like, the animation of the weapon looks
it's
good
still
when
you're firing.
It's still a three tap? It's still a three tap. You gotta land all headshots, though.
Yeah, yep. Four taps above 160 or something.
Yeah, it is. So that weapon, if you're a controller user, really good. There's a lot of aim assist on it, and as a hand cannon, I think it's probably my favorite hand cannon in the game right now. I'm a bow guy.
Wow.
Exactly.
You're one of them.
Oh, the bow.
Yes. So the bows in PvP are actually
kind of good.
They're really good. Yeah. You have to play very strategically. And again, this being a fusion rifle guy, I always like to wait. And if I see that somebody's getting shots on them, you just like kind of hover around the corner, and it's got super forgiving range as well as, like for detection for the head. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting.
But which one to use?
So Subtle Calamity is one of my faves. And you have to basically kit it out with, the helmet where you can get reduced flinch and then increased accuracy, and even like the draw
the unflinching
and unflinching all that stuff. When you do all that stuff, you do notice a difference. And I was even looking, I think Greg Penn, he's a developer at Bungie, talking about the design of the bow. There's a sweet spot, and I need to probably find the post on
which
Twitter.
Bow
all bows bow. Supposedly there's like the when you pull back a certain amount, they have what's optimal. As you hold it in, it's good, but if you pull it back and release immediately, there's
that makes sense.
There's an increased moment that
it's like in Mario Kart on the countdown,
accelerating,
if you get it
accelerating right after the second light disappears.
That's right.
Or it's like in real archery, which is how you're supposed to shoot a bow, but Mario Kart.
Yeah, that makes sense, because if you hold it now, you're like a little less.
That's right. Yeah. And you can see your character's animation that even when you're not ADSing and when you're like initially pull.
That's a pro tip.
Do you remember in the show, I actually said I don't like that you can just hold it, because in archery, you're not really supposed to do that. A lot of people that use compound bows.
Yep.
Read it in the notes. Destin had noted that this is a problem. So we have patched to be more realistic to archery.
I was just going to say, it makes me really happy to hear that there is this mechanic that actually supports like archery practice. Yeah.
It's such a little touch. That's really cool.
And so if you look on his Twitter, there's basically like, the lukewarm area when you first pull, and it flails. You don't, the arrow doesn't go anywhere. Yeah. But then there's like this tiny little, like, this is the optimum time window for when you first pull and release.
What does it actually give you? It's just a quicker release? Or
no, it does a little bit more damage, because people were talking about the headshot inconsistencies.
A little greater velocity.
Yeah, what do you think? Is it a little more stability, a little more range, what do you think it's doing?
It's a combination of everything. Like he confirmed that it is a little bit more damage.
That's
cool. But you can feel when it's happening. There's just something about the bow when you draw it. It feels awesome when you get a crit shot and you're like, and everybody else.
I was writing my review. I'm like, I don't have anything about the bows in here. I need to put it in.
So good. Yeah. So, and love him for PvE as well.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all good.
No.
You're good.
We have more weapons on the way too. We have machine guns around the corner.
Oh, yeah. December.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, I just wanted to ask him on the bow. Yeah. Are you recommending Subtle Calamity in PvP?
Yes. I personally like Subtle Calamity. There's another one.
Is it Arsenic
Trinity
Bite?
Schools? No. I have one too. But I've seen that one.
So I want to.
What are the perks on bows that you want, CJ? Reduce flinch?
Yeah, I don't know the perks on bows.
Reduce flinch and draw time. Like, the legs offer usually reduced flinch, and then the helmets are usually offering accuracy.
What about on the bow itself?
On the bow itself, yeah. I think there's I don't have the specific arms or whatever it is, but I think there is some that offer longer hold distance. Not an issue for me, because like, there's that sweet spot.
You're not walking around.
They
like
give you a little more forgiving time.
Exactly. So, yeah, I go back and forth between actually holding it out, and if I don't fire in the first second or two, I do cancel animation, switch to the weapon, and I do it all over again. So I'll be going back and forth around corners like
I'm letting you guys take this one, because for me, I'm like, I really like the raid pulse. That's what I've
been using. Inaugural dress. It's so good.
It is good. But you're just using an old weapon. It's not like it has a new role or anything.
Yeah. No, it's fantastic. Amazing. Yeah.
I mean, I don't really have a recommendation either because of that.
Yeah.
Just kind of using old weapons.
You're using Midnight Coup. I got an inaugural.
Subtle calamity.
Dying to just point out that Arsenic Bite, I believe that's what it's called. I had heard that it might be one of the only bows that's not compound. So it's a smooth, there's no lock to it.
Gotcha.
There is a green light on it. But try it. So if you see Arsenic, I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Check it out. And I don't know if it's one of the only ones like that, but I heard it. Yeah. You know, I believe everything I hear.
Yeah.
Sick. Is that a James Duggan?
No, it's called Arsenic.
Oh, that's terrible.
Leave the that is bad. That's bad. All right. That's Fran level.
Come on, Dad. Fran level. Leave the puns to me.
Bows are pretty awesome, though. Yeah, they got a nice feel. Takes a little bit to get used to them. They're good in PvE, though, as well. You know, they offer a lot of crit DPS.
But I think it'd be, as I think we've done this in the past, like, please, if you have good rolls and know of good rolls, for sure, leave them in the comments.
Yeah.
They're really, it's super good advice for people.
Oh, there it is.
It's not bad, huh?
I'm really proud of that one.
It's not bad.
Oh, okay. Man, that's gosh.
All right, well, anything else anybody wants to go over? I feel like we've kind of wrapped up the show. We're all kind of getting ready for the raid right now. I know I am. I haven't gotten a lot of sleep this week, but I'm not in a bad mood about playing Destiny. I'm happy to be playing. It's exciting to be signing on every day.
I'm excited
to get
back.
The drops are rewarding. I can't wait for the weekly reset. I'm glad they addressed a problem that was encountered quickly.
Quickly.
Here's this. Actually, you've hit on something that I think is maybe it's an elephant in the room, but
big elephant.
Is the community more excited right now than since when? I'm not hearing, I heard a little I can't get my engrams because they're so thirsty.
Yeah.
I'm not hearing everybody's upset.
The conversation has shifted to be more about the minutiae and less about the gameplay sandbox isn't fun.
That's how it should be, honestly. Yeah. I think one of the best things that Bungie's done to do this is once you get past making the quality of life changes, then the discussion changes from all of the minor stuff that people have problems with into what they're really looking forward to, which is the sense that I get from people is everyone's kind of looking forward, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Destiny has gotten a really, we've beaten it up quite a bit with the Curse of Osiris time and Warmind time. Yeah. I didn't enjoy those experiences. And now I'm all in and I'm really happy with the state of the game, but so many people feel burned right now. So to their
a lot of people are skeptical.
They're skeptical. Well, they feel I don't know if I should come in. A lot of people are talking about the barrier to entry. By the way, it's $60.
Yeah.
Unless you want the annual pass, but you can get that later. It's $60 if you've never played Destiny before.
And that's a whole nother conversation as well, too, because I mean, I pay attention to the comments online. That is a huge discussion about the price. Mm-hmm. We don't have much time to talk about it right now, but we do have to actually have a conversation about that after.
It's $60. I don't know what the conversation is.
No, but there were, I know.
It's $60 for everything.
But I know some people were talking about.
Look that up.
But I know some people were talking about Destiny. if you bought Destiny 2, the base game, but not the expansions, then it's still $60.
I forgot.
That's their issue.
I forgot to play for something. Buy everything.
So there are so many different SKUs, and we actually did a whole episode about this before they had the collector's version of the game.
Exactly.
There's I went online to look for different SKUs, and I'm like, there's a SKU out there for everything. If you need just the two DLCs, there's a way to do that and then get Forsaken.
It's one of those games.
I don't think it's been conveyed well.
It's always a tough,
it's confusing and hard to find, but it's up there.
It's always a tough. I mean, I think for us, we really enjoy the game, so it always feels like okay, the amount of time that I'm investing in this for cost feels accurate. I mean, I have three kids. I take them to the movie. It's 2 hours. It's $60, but I mean, it's how it works. There's people who actually are doing a lot of comparisons to, you know, games like Fortnite and PUBG. There's other monetization strategy games that are working right now. And Destiny's just being compared to those games.
Destiny's suffering from the fact that it's been around longer and it has an old system.
We have had this discussion before, and to Fran's point, it's hard to have these conversations because with games like this, it really comes down to the subjective, the gamer.
Yeah.
What does that person perceive as valuable? And that's different for everyone.
It's why we don't keep it in talk about costs in our reviews.
Because
a dollar to me is nothing, but to somebody else that could be a lot of money.
A dollar to you is nothing, you elitist.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Games like this, they stick all the way back to 2014 now when it launched, that people already tried it and they're like, I know what that game is. And I heard all about the problems. And you fooled me once, you know. And it's very hard to bring those people back, even if you're like, no, just try the campaign.
Yeah.
You like shooters, they're like, it's not for me.
Yeah.
I was going to point out, they didn't release a free demo of the first level, right?
It feels
to me there's an opportunity.
They had the Gambit free weekend.
And they had the PS4 free.
But that's
it's PS Plus free
the
also
game.
As well.
But it feels like there's an opportunity in there to bring more players in that are skeptical.
Yeah. One thing I did write about, I signed on Mark's account, who doesn't own Forsaken. You get Forsaken armor drops in PvP, and you benefit from all the daily and weekly challenges. You can still do the raid up to the old power level. Oh, wow. The sandbox updates kind of improve anybody who experienced the game. So, if you're not sure about Forsaken, but you have the base game, go check it out and see if you're feeling better about it, and then jump into the new content. You have these ways to peek into what.
And PvE and PvP are both fun right now. The amount of flexibility with kitting out your weapons and all that stuff. Even just going in, I find myself mindlessly, like I said, playing Gambit and PvP for hours just because it's fun. That was missing in Destiny 2 base game.
Isn't base game free on PlayStation this month?
Yeah, it is.
Oh yeah, that is true.
PS Plus.
It's free on PlayStation. So
if you got PlayStation Plus.
We got to wrap up the show. We went a little bit long. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. I really had a fun conversation today.
It's good.
I am feeling really good about the raid. I hope you guys are too.
Yeah, we'll see how you feel in the comments.
I'm excited.
Episode's up. And did you finish and get world's first, Destin? We'll see.
Want that steak, Sean?
Did you get a steak?
So for context, I made a bet. This is the stems. Good. There's a little bit of context here. I'll spare you guys the details. Yeah. But me and Destin got into a little bit of a heated discussion, I think, about the raid controversy.
Yeah.
And it ended with me saying, I'll make you two bets, Destin. One, if Bungie actually punishes, one, if you're world's first, I'll buy you, if you're anywhere near world's first, I'll buy you a steak dinner.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then two, if Bungie punishes people who exploit the raid chest, then I'll give him $300.
What?
Yeah.
So do you owe me $300? I had to open it though, and I didn't.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, this will be fun because I think we're I have the day off, and Fran, I think, are you taking the day off too? Mm-hmm. It's funny. We've all kind of had different raid squads trying this first because we all just play with different people. So we're kind of indirectly all competing against each other.
I stole Teddy.
I know you did. It's okay.
Anyway.
Competing.
Sorry.
We gotta
wrap it up.
We'll see.
Man, every show, it just feels so great to be happy about Destiny.
It does.
I'm glad to have it all back.
Yep.
But
even for this contrarian over here.
Yeah.
There it is.
And you know what? I'm going to replug our IGN Discord that we got that supports the community here. We'll relink it in the comments. We kind of stopped for a while because people weren't playing. Let's get them back in there. I'll post it in the thread.
All right, cool. That said, that is everything for this episode. So until next time,
Guardians out.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.